Jeff J. Bush, Ringel's finance director, has estimated what the surcharge may look like. The calculation is meant to let customers know what to expect on their utility bill and to serve as a reference point. Last year, the fuel surcharge price was 4.5 cents for each kilowatt hour used. So last year, a home that used 800 kilowatt hours paid a fuel surcharge of $36. This year, J. Bush is estimating the fuel surcharge price to be between 8 cents and 12 cents a kilowatt hour, depending on several variables.
We have estimated that if someone used 800 kilowatt hours in a month, in this time of year, if you did not have electric heat, you know, that's maybe on the high side for this time of year, but we use that. And roughly on the low side of our estimate, it cost you about $64 extra next month. And on the high side, depending again on all these variables in the formula, it'd be about $96. So somewhere about double your normal bill.
J. Bush says one of the variables that affects what the fuel surcharge will be is the price of diesel.
I think last year the fuel price was about $2.91, and this year it's somewhere between $4.20 and $4.40 for us. We have a contract with the supplier, and it's a little cheaper than maybe someone else could get it, but not a whole lot. And then the other big variable is how long we're on diesels and how much fuel we burn.
Taiyi shut down on Saturday, May 10th, and that's scheduled to last for 2 weeks. But like last year, the shutdown could end sooner. J. Bush also wants customers to be aware of a billing change. Even though the billing period for the surcharge includes a period of approximately April 16th to May 23rd, the surcharge will not show up on the June bill. It will appear on the July bill. The city will extend the current billing period 7 days, which will make the June bill a little more than usual.
This month will be a little more, but next month would be a little less when you have the surcharge. So hopefully it helps even that out a tiny bit anyway, not all of it, but it was an attempt to try to spread it out at least over a couple months rather than having one normal month and then one big month is to kind of have one that's a little more normal and then one that hopefully takes a little of the sting out of the surcharge. So that's what we're attempting to do anyway.
That was Finance Director Jeff J. Bush. He says the cost estimate of fuel surcharge will hopefully give customers some idea of what to expect. However, the city will not be able to accurately calculate the surcharge until the shutdown and billing period are complete.